This post was made on May 2nd, 2026. I want to explain what happened on April 30th, 2026 through a kitchen analogy. Not because the technical details aren't interesting, they are, but because the thing that actually matters here is structural. And once you see the structure, it stays with you. Picture a professional kitchen, not a home kitchen, a working kitchen attached to a serious operation, the kind that runs complex, demanding recipes and relies on specialty suppliers for the ingredients that make those recipes possible. One supplier in particular is essential. A high-end ingredient house that provides a specific type of specialty flour used constantly for the most technically demanding dishes. This supplier has been delivering reliably for years. Hundreds of other professional kitchens use them. The flour goes into the dishes that require the most controlled conditions, precise temperatures, careful timing, expensive equipment. The kitchen trusts the supplier the way you trust critical infrastructure, automatically, and in the background, without thinking about it. Now, three things you need to picture clearly before we go any further. First, the key cabinet. This kitchen runs on credentials, and there are a lot of them. The walk-in refrigerator has an access code. The specialty produce vendor has an account password. The distributor for the wine program, the supplier for premium proteins, the scheduling system for staff shifts, the keys to the cold storage, the keys to the back office, the codes for the building's loading dock. All of them hang in a cabinet near the head chef's station, and the more sophisticated the operation, the more keys are in there. These kitchens accumulate credentials the way serious restaurants accumulate supplier relationships. I'll be honest with you, I'm not really sure what kind of kitchen this is. Maybe it's a Michelin-starred restaurant run by people who really, really don't trust their staff. It's a paranoid kitchen. Just go with me on this. The keys are the part that matters. Second, the recipe book. Every serious kitchen has one, a set of procedures for how the kitchen opens each morning, what systems come online, what processes start, what checks run before anyone touches the stoves. The book sits on the head chef's desk. Normally it's untouched except by the chef. It's the operating instructions for the kitchen itself. Third, the distribution network. This flour supplier is connected to other vendors. A kitchen with an account at the flour house often has accounts at the affiliated wine distributors, the specialty spice markets, etc. Credentials cross this network. A compromise in one part of it can reach the others. Everything about the setup is normal. Professional kitchens operate this way. Now, here's what happened. On April 30th, someone gained access to the flour supplier's shipping credentials. Not the flour itself, the credentials that control what gets listed for distribution and who can publish a new version. They used those credentials to add two tampered batches to that day's distribution. The deliveries looked identical to any legitimate shipment. Same name, same packaging. Both appeared in the distribution system, 13 minutes apart, over a 42-minute window before anyone caught it. Community members watching the deliveries noticed the anomalies and rang the bell. In quick action, the supplier quarantined both tampered batches 42 minutes after they first appeared. 42 minutes is fast. By any standard, this was a quick response, but this supplier moves hundreds of thousands of deliveries a day. While 42 minutes is a narrow window, it's not necessarily an empty one. So what was in the tampered flour? When a chef receives a delivery from the supplier and opens it for use in the kitchen, something happens. A hidden process activates. Not during delivery, but during use. The moment the ingredient enters the kitchen, something starts moving in the background. A worm is loose, quietly. Nothing appears on the order ticket. Nothing surfaces in the kitchen's daily ledger. The kitchen looks exactly the same as it always did. The worm moves to the key cabinet. Every drawer, every shelf, every hook. It's sneaky and thorough. Over 80 specific places where this kind of kitchen keeps anything that opens a door. Vendor passwords, supplier accounts, the codes for the wine cellar, the keys to the safe. The safe behind the safe. It even checks the building's intercom system to see if it can ask for keys from the front desk. The search is thorough. It looks everywhere a kitchen this paranoid would store anything valuable. Everything it finds leaves through multiple channels at once. Some of it goes out the back door with the trash pickup. Some of it goes through the daily mail. Some of it gets folded into the kitchen's own paperwork. The routine reports going out to the accountant looking like ordinary business records, except they aren't. If one channel closes, the others stay open, multiple ways out. Then the process turns to the recipe book. It adds a new step to the morning opening procedure, a single line that says, before you do anything else, run this. The instruction points to a small folder hidden somewhere in the back of the kitchen, the kind of place you wouldn't notice unless you were looking for it. If the kitchen also has a separate procedure book for setting up a workstation when the prep cook arrives, the process adds a step there too. Same idea, different book. Either way, the new step runs first thing, every shift. The chef discovers the contaminated flour and throws it out. The supplier has already pulled the tampered deliveries from the network. But the recipe book still says, run this on startup. The kitchen opens the following morning. The process runs again. The key cabinet gets searched again. The contamination survives. Removing the ingredient does not fix the recipe book. These are separate things. And here's the part that requires a moment. While the worm is making its way through the kitchen, it also checks the distribution network. If it finds the credentials for one of the kitchen's own outbound vendor accounts, say this kitchen has a line of products that it ships out under its own label, it uses them. It covertly reaches into the kitchen's own product line. For each item, it adds a hidden ingredient, then bumps the label to a slightly newer batch and relists it for distribution. The next time the kitchen ships from its own line, the tampered version is already in the system. Newer than the previous one, accepted as a normal update. One compromised kitchen has now seeded contamination into a completely separate part of the food industry, through its own product line, with no visible connection between the two. One more thing about how this hides itself. All the activity the hidden process performs, the key copies, the recipe book modifications, the distribution network access gets logged in the kitchen's own records. And in those records, every entry is signed under the name of the kitchen's recently trusted assistant, the one that does the small jobs, the one nobody questions, the one whose handwriting everyone recognizes. It's the newly trusted AI assistant. Look at the books and you'd see routine activity. It looks familiar. The work of someone you recently entrusted, your AI assistant, the trust the kitchen extends to its tools is exactly what gets turned against it. The trusted assistant becomes the cover identity for the contamination. So that's the structure of the attack. Sophisticated and thorough, and gets everywhere and in everything. This is the second major incident in 8 days. On April 22nd, the same playbook ran against a different supplier, a security tools house used by a different industry on a different distribution network. Same approach, using stolen publishing credentials and contaminated batches added to the day's deliveries. Credential harvest the moment a kitchen opened a delivery. And on the same day as this current attack, the same campaign also hit two other distribution networks through completely unrelated products. Same worm, same day. Three different industries simultaneously, and there's a logic to the target selection. Kitchens like the one in the story, machine learning kitchens, are key heavy. They hold a lot of access to a lot of things. They also tend to get less security attention than other kinds of professional kitchens, because the people running them are focused on the recipes, not the locks. The direction of this campaign is toward kitchens with more valuable keys and less attention paid to the cabinet. Now, what to do is concrete. But honestly, it's not a fun time. The flower in this story, the big one that all these kitchens are depending on, is PyTorch Lightning. It's a Python package that machine learning teams use to train models distributed through PyBI. This package is as foundational to the machine learning world as flour is to the food industry. Over 4 million downloads. PyBI is the flour distributor. It's the central distribution network for the entire Python world. Version 2.6.1 of PyTorch Lightning is the last clean batch from the supplier. If you install 2.6.2 or 2.6.3, downgrade to 2.6.1, if either tampered version touched your environment, change every lock the kitchen could reach, every key. GitHub tokens, NPM tokens, AWS keys, GCP credentials, SSH keys. Treat anything that machine could open as potentially out the door. The worm searched systematically. It's safer to assume it found what it was looking for. Then read the recipe book. Look at the morning opening procedure for your AI coding assistant. That's the .cloud folder. settings.json file. Look at the startup tasks for your code editor. That's the .vscode folder. tasks.json file. These files don't change on their own. An entry you didn't put there is worth finding. If you publish your own packages and your publishing credentials were accessible from the affected environment, check your publish history for version bumps you don't recognize. The worm uses your own account to ship contaminated versions. It's a sneaky one and knows how to spread far and wide. An unexpected patch on your own software is a direct indicator. Search your Git history for commits signed by Anthropic's no reply GitHub identity on any repository this environment could reach. If those commits are there and you didn't author them, the process ran in your kitchen. The supplier has secured their delivery system. The tampered batches are off the network. But the recipe book is still wherever you left it. The supplier fixed their end. Your kitchen's morning routine is yours to audit. I'm Hani Fahim. Thanks for listening.